USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. With COVID-19 cases rising in all 50 states, health officials say it's clear that unvaccinated people are both driving the increase in cases and are most at risk. This is Dr. Tyson Bell, Medical ICU Director at the University of Virginia.
I think one thing to really discuss is the misinformation that's really out there. I think that's really been a pandemic in and of itself. The fact that I think people are getting inaccurate information that leads them to believe that the vaccines are either unsafe, they're not effective, or they're not necessary.
Dry, unstable, and windy conditions will keep fueling the Bootleg Fire, a massive wildfire in southern Oregon, as the largely uncontained blaze grows by miles each day. An initial review Friday showed the Bootleg Fire destroyed 67 homes. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, man. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
After witnessing violent riots and looting for almost a week, South Africa is trying to slowly get back on its feet, but now the challenge is meeting food demand. The World is One correspondent is driving past a mall.
This is one of the malls called Alex Mall. This is one of the malls that has opened up for communities to buy the essentials. The mall is currently being manned by a private security as well as mall security. You can see the queue here of people that are wanting to go inside the mall to buy essentials.
Three members of the Texas House Democratic Caucus who are temporarily staying in Washington after leaving the Lone Star State this past week to block passage of a new Republican-backed elections law have tested positive for COVID-19. The three members of the delegation have all been vaccinated against COVID-19, but tested positive with rapid tests. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A program protecting illegal immigrants from deportation ruled unconstitutional. A federal judge yesterday in Texas strikes down DACA, the Deferred Action Childhood Arrivals Program established by President Obama 9 years ago. It allows some brought here illegally as children to stay and work without risk of deportation. The judge's ruling doesn't affect those already in the program, but no more people can be added. No word on if the Biden administration will appeal. A U.N. court decides to allow employers the right to ban religious headwear, USA's Wendy King reports.
The European Union Court of Justice ruled that private employers can prohibit headscarves if it's part of a comprehensive ban on all religious and political symbols in relation to a policy on neutrality. The decision, part of a case brought by two Muslim women working in Germany, reaffirmed a similar decision in 2017. Critics say the rules are discriminatory and target those practicing Islam. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The Hollywood Ripper sentenced to death. A California jury handing Michael Gargiulo a death sentence yesterday for killing two women in 2001 and 2005. The 45-year-old also convicted of attempted murder in a case dating back to 2008. The NFL makes an announcement regarding international games. Tim Berg has more.
The NFL says each team will play at least one international game every 8 years. That will start next year, and more places around the globe will be added to the current rotation. The league says that includes holding games in Canada and South America. More European cities will be added as well. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.